A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As you go, make this announcement. The reign of God is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, heal the leprous, expel demons. The gift you have received, give as a gift. Provide yourselves with neither gold nor silver nor copper in your belts. No traveling bag, no change of shirt, no sandals, no walking staff. The workman, after all, is worth his keep. Look for a worthy citizen in every town or village you come to and stay with him until you leave. As you enter his home, bless it. If the home is deserving, your blessing will descend on it. If it is not, your blessing will return to you. If anyone does not receive you or listen to what you have to say, leave that house or town, and once outside it shake its dust from your feet. I assure you, it will go easier for the region of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than it will for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. Afghanistan, Iraq, Israel, Palestine, Darfur. News of these places never seems to change. I often don't wish to read the stories because I know I will hear the same. More killings, more deaths. Mankind inflicting horrors on mankind. Some believe that God is punishing the world because of the evil people do. But in today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples to spread the word. The reign of God is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, heal the leprous, and expel demons. That doesn't sound like punishment. It sounds like mercy. The all-encompassing mercy that is the compassion of God. At this point in Matthew's gospel, Jesus had already given his apostles the Beatitudes. In most translations, we hear, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." But the word beatitude comes from the Latin beatudo, defined as happiness, a happiness that is complete, made whole, satisfied, at peace. The Jerusalem Bible translates the Beatitudes as, "Happy are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Yet how are we to be happy when there is so much evil in the world? When there is so obviously a lack of righteousness in the world. The word Matthew uses for righteousness is translated as living in accordance with God's will. When we look at the world's problems, that seems to be the source. We are not living in accordance with God's will. Individual human dignity, recognizing that each person is created in God's image, is not being lived out. We as individual Christians do not always have the ability to make an impact on world affairs, but we can raise awareness. We can preach the good news. Jesus tells us in the gospel, "The gift you have received, give as a gift." What a wonderful gift we have. The knowledge of salvation. The faith of Jesus rising from the dead so that we will have eternal life. When Jesus talks to his disciples, he is talking to us. He sends them out telling them not to worry about money or clothes or even sandals. All will be provided for if you just go out and spread the word. We may not have the power or wealth. We may not feel we have enough knowledge or wisdom. But we do know the truth. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We know the end of the story. God wins. Evil will be conquered. We need to let others in on the story so that we can fight for righteousness together and not despair. Let people know you are Catholic. Let people know you pray. Let people know that you are a person of faith, that they can come to you with questions or prayer needs. Don't be afraid to share your gift. Read the Church's doctrine on social justice. Take a stand on issues of human dignity. You are the good news to the world. God bless you.